Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch Friday Night Special. Tonight we have a special opportunity. We are trying out a new phone tonight, so I hope you'll bear with us and have patience with the technical skills here. I'm using my new Skype phone. We have a great show planned for you tonight. This is your host, Diane Linning. We're going to try tonight for the first time ever to connect with John in Africa. So stay tuned. I'll be updating you here during this music. I'm going to try to call him while this music is playing. Let's pray it works. I'm dialing now. Let's pray it works. Let's see here. I click the dial button. Let's see what happens. Well, it keeps showing on my board, then disappears. So I'm going to keep trying. Pray it works. This is Linning School Watch Friday Night Special. We are hoping tonight to connect with John from Africa, who will speak Swahili for the Book of John. If it doesn't work tonight, I will do the entire lesson in English, so you can stay with us. We will have a show. He did give me another phone number, so I'm going to try his other phone number and we'll see if perhaps that one works. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is your host, Diane Lenning. We are going to be discussing in the book of John tonight, and we're trying a new process here tonight of calling to Africa. And I have done all the homework for Skype and done the SIM card for the person at the other end, and we're just praying that this will work. He might not be prepared to answer yet, so I will try to connect throughout the show and see if we can connect. In the meantime, let's bow our heads and pray that the Lord's will be done and that this will work. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much tonight for this opportunity to share from the book of John. We pray, Lord, that you will bless those who share the word and that your will be done. And that those who hear the word will be blessed and receive you into their heart as their Lord and Savior. Before I start reading in John, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a fifth generation Californian family and at least 16, maybe 18 generations of being an American on one side, and on another, I am indeed of some Indian heritage, so I am an indigenous American, even though I have blonde hair. It's really dark, but it's blonde now, and I have blue eyes, but I have American Indian heritage, so I'm an indigenous American, and amazingly enough, I am a descendant of George Washington's sister. So I have great deep roots in the history of America, and my friend Maria has likened it to being a tree with deep roots. And I hope she will join us tonight later, and we'll let her share with you too. I'm continuing to try to dial John in Africa, and we will just hope that works. Let's begin in the book of John. If you speak Swahili and you're trying to learn English, this is a good opportunity to hear some English. And then perhaps later we'll get him on where he can join us. Okay, I'm going to read the first couple of verses in John. And if you don't have the book of John, that's fine. You can just listen. We're going to talk about how the Word became flesh. This is the Word of God from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood. So what God is saying here in the word that he's given for us of the people of the world to read is that in the beginning of time was the word, and that word that was in the beginning of time was God's word, and he was God in the beginning, and he made everything. Without God, nothing here we know on earth would have been made. And in him, in God, was life. In other words, God gave life. And that life was the light of men. When you talk of light symbolically, it's like meaning understanding. So if you have the light about something, you have knowledge and understanding. And that's what he's saying here, that the light shines in the darkness, that knowledge from God is like light to us when we learn about things, that shines in our darkness when we don't know about things. And because we've lived in darkness, we have not understood. So it's important to think about some of these things symbolically. That means to think of them in ways that might mean something than what it actually says, along with what it means in what it says. So we're going to take just a break. I've gotten some information from my executive producer on how to dial John, and we're going to play a little music. Now, I would like you to hear a song called What Child Is This? And this song is talking about the child of baby Jesus. We're going to be reading about the adult Jesus here in a few minutes in John. So let's listen together. Hear What Child Is This? I'll be back with you in a few moments. We are still trying to connect with John in Africa, trying a few different ways of calling him. We are reading tonight in John. I hope you enjoyed that beautiful music. I'm going to continue to read some more and keep continuing to try to call him throughout. And we will complete a complete lesson in English. But let's pray that this works, because I'm trying everything. Okay, we left off after the first few verses. We read through verse 5. We talked about people living in darkness and letting the light shine on their darkness. I'd like you to know tonight that God wants all people of the world to step out of darkness into the light through understanding of God's word. And there's no person in this world that can bring us out of darkness into light. If someone is saying that, they're misinformed. Only Jesus Christ and God can do that. And no other human being here is of that stature. So let's remember that Revelation does say that there will be false prophets and false messiahs, but we must be attuned to who is the real God, who is the real Messiah, who is the real Jesus Christ. In verse 6, it says, there came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. So here, this man, John, who is the one who wrote this book we're reading, the book of John, was sent by God. God sent John and said, go tell others and witness that the light is coming. And through this light that is coming, all men might believe, will have the choice to believe on Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as their personal Savior. So John, we will find out later, was called John the Baptist. So we're going to find out through this book about John the Baptist and about Jesus Christ and how the Word became flesh, God's Word became flesh in a human being and lived among us. So we're going to find out who that was. So we know that John was not himself the light, but he came as a witness to the light, telling about the light and verifying to us that indeed this light was the Christ and the one that is the light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. So the Bible here is giving us, in this book of John, the choice to become children of God. You know, no matter who we are, and where we're from, we make our own choice. And it's not for someone else to say whether we want to become a Christian, but it's our personal choice. God gives us that free will, that free choice to decide for ourselves if we want to become a child of God. I would like you to just open your hearts and your minds tonight and be open to the word that you're hearing and ask God to reveal it to you if indeed God is the Christ and the Christ is God's Son that will be revealed to you. I do believe that God can reveal himself to you. If you want to know the true Christ, the true Son of the living God, it's a choice you can make here tonight if you wish. Let's take just a few minutes here again and let's listen to another song about Jesus Christ. I think I'm going to play a Christmas carol called Silent Night. You know, it was a beautiful silent night that night baby Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And let's just think about what it would have been like to be God's son born in a manger, in a stable, with animals around and being put in a little manger where the animals had fed. We are going to share with you tonight at some point how you can become a child of God. As I said before, this is a personal choice that you can make. You don't need anyone else's permission in order to become a part of God's family. It's a personal choice that you would make. And we're going to give you opportunity a little later tonight as we read more scriptures. And I continue to dial our friend, but it doesn't seem to be working to this point, but we'll continue to dial throughout the program. So continuing on in the book of John, we had just read about how the true light that gives light to every man was going to be coming into the world in the flesh as a person. Verse 10, he was in the world and through the world, or though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That means he came into the world here as a person, and the world didn't see him and recognize him as the Messiah, the Son of God. They just thought he was the carpenter's son. Yet he came to that which was his own, meaning he came into his own people. But even his own people didn't receive him as the Messiah. Although we know in scriptures later his parents knew who he was. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him, and he cries out, saying, again, he cries out, and we're talking here of John, how he cries out like a voice in the wilderness. This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at his Father's side, has made him known. So we see here that John cries out, saying, this is the person I was telling you about, who's coming to be a light into the world. We're going to pray right now that the Lord Jesus will reveal himself to you as you are listening, hearing this word. And let's just bow our heads and pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity. We pray for those who are hearing the word, that the word will be made alive to them, and that they will be able to understand and to appreciate the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ. We know that as each one prays, they confess their sins and believe that Jesus is the Christ, and ask him into their hearts that they will be saved. And we just pray for those, Lord, who are receiving Jesus into their heart right now, that you will bless them and anoint them and help them as they step forward from darkness into life and light, and that understanding and knowledge will come to them as they read through the scripture. And we know that as they grow each day, the word can be nourishment to them. And we pray that you will bless them and help them as they do indeed take on a new lifestyle. Lord, we know the angels in heaven do indeed sing aloud for each new voice, each new person who enters the kingdom of God. And we just pray that you will bless them and help them and be with them and protect them and cover all the people of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm still looking for our producer to be able to call in. I haven't seen her call in yet. And she's trying to give me information on how to dial here. So I'm going to try what she just said. Okay, so, and unfortunately, my music here is frozen and isn't working. So as soon as that unfreezes, I will try to make some more music. And I will try to keep talking here. So we'll read some more in the scripture. But we hope to do add some more music here in a few minutes. I do like music. I was going to have some background for me, but that didn't work tonight either. Okay, let's continue on in John verse 19. John the Baptist denies being the Christ. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied. "But among you stands one you do not know. This is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of Jordan, where John was baptizing. So see, we see here that when John came among them, they wanted to know who he was. Well, it's important that we do the same thing. When someone new comes among us, and we don't know who he or she is, we should find out about their background. Find out who they are. What's their family? What family are they from? What kind of training have they had? Are they a good person? Or are they a bad person? These are things that each one of us must consider each time we meet someone new. So the people were asking questions. The priest and the Levites were asking him, "Who are you?" And he was saying, "I'm the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now, some Pharisees who had questioned him said, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" Well, now we're going to find out why John was called John the Baptist. "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." In other words, he's saying, this one who comes after me is a holy person. So holy that I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. Now that's amazing when you think about it. So holy that he can't even untie his shoes. So as we continue, we're going to find out why Jesus became the Lamb. And I'm so sorry my music is not working tonight. I'm going to try to get my producer to call in so we can talk and perhaps we can get a little variation of the voice. I usually like a little more variation than just one person talking at a time. But at least tonight we will have the whole chapter of John in English, which may be very desirable for some people who just speak English or want to learn English. So now we're in verse 29 and we're learning about Jesus, the Lamb of God. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Now, it's interesting, when we know God and we trust God, he sometimes gives us impressions, and he also gives us a witness in the Spirit as to about the goodness of people, and if there's someone who is for us or against us, or someone who can work with us. So we find that John had not met Jesus, but he was relying on the Spirit of God to witness to him when he saw Jesus. Verse 29, "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.'" I'd like to take a break and give you our call-in number. It is 1-877-497-9937 or 818-394-8537. You can always email me during the show or before or after with questions at diane@lenning.com. So we're seeing here that John knew and recognized Jesus because the Spirit came down from heaven in the form of a dove and remained on Jesus. So that was his confirmation in the Spirit that this was Jesus. He would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me that the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is who he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. So God can give us a witness in the Spirit that someone is indeed a person of God. Now, the next verse, 35, Jesus' first disciples. "The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.' When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus followed them and asked, 'What do you want?' They said, 'Rabbi,' which means teacher, 'where are you staying?' 'Come,' he replied, 'and you will see.' So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, 'We have found the Messiah,' that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus." Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Now, just before this, we see that they were telling their friends and brothers about Jesus. "We have found the Messiah. This is great news." When you have great news, you want to tell others. When you meet Jesus, you're going to want to tell others. It's just a natural response. And then when Jesus decides to leave for Galilee, he says, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God." Now, Nazareth. Can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Next verse, we're looking at verse 50. Jesus said, You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that. He then added, I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So here we see that Jesus is saying there is much more that you have yet to see that I haven't shown you yet. Hang in there with me, and you will know that I am the Jesus, the Son of God, the Christ. So for this moment again, we're going to pray and ask that God will help us to help this radio mechanism to unfreeze. It is circling and frozen, and I can't play music. So I'm hoping at least this recording is working. If not, we'll do it again. But I would definitely like to connect with John, so I haven't given up yet. Dear Lord, we pray that you will just bless us all tonight. Bless those who are hearing the word of God, and that you will reveal unto them the Christ and confirm to them by the Holy Spirit and reveal to them that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that they will ask Jesus into their heart and their Lord and Savior. And then they can do that right now. And they don't have to ask permission of anyone else. But that is their own choice, their own free will that God gives each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read the last few scriptures here of John. Then Jesus led them out along the road to Bethany. And lifting his hands to heaven, he blessed them. And then began... I'm sorry, I'm reading in the wrong verse here. But that was a good verse. I'm going to read at the end of chapter 1 of John. Jesus asked him, and Jesus replied, I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you. Nathanael replied, Sir, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Jesus asked him, Do you believe all this just because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree? You will see greater proofs than this. You will even see heaven open, the angels of God coming back and forth to me, the Messiah. So Jesus is telling us here that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. And that's very revealing to us because we know that there will be counterfeits. There will be those who say they are the Christ and they are not the Christ. And we just know that it's important at all times to use wisdom and to seek God's word in the scripture. God's word in the scripture is him talking to us. That is his word revealed to us to give us greater understanding and strength to be a Christian. The walk to be a Christian takes strength, growth, and understanding. So we are coming near the end of the show. I don't seem to be able to connect with my person in John, named John in Africa. But we will try this again. I'm going to try to sign into my Skype account, and maybe that will make it work. So if you could just hang on with me a minute. I'll try a couple more things, and maybe we'll be fortunate to make this work. Maybe I just needed to be signed into my Skype account. And I'm hoping it's something that simple. But it's there it goes. Okay, so I'm in my Skype account. And here I'm going to try to make a call. And we'll see if it works. And I'm doing it a little differently rather than through the radio show. I'm going to try it through the Skype account. Maybe that will work. I'm so hoping that we will connect with my friend John in Africa. And it would be nice if it does. So, let's see. I'm entering the country. We're calling in Africa. And, okay, I'm going to try it. This looks like maybe it will work. It kind of looks promising. I haven't given up yet. This just might work. Let's see. We'll try this one. Okay. And hope this works. Maybe I was just supposed to do this through the Skype account. Okay, they're going to send me a code to my phone. Hey, I'm learning all kinds of new things. Well, maybe God is helping me to figure this out. Keep praying. This is all new. I'm going to have to enter this code as it comes in. And then we will try that. And hopefully that will work. Lord, help this work. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord, tonight for those who have received you. We know that they are receiving your many blessings right now. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, that this will work. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm waiting for the confirmation code to come. But it hasn't shown up yet. Let me try another little place. Wouldn't you know it, I have a new phone and all this good stuff. And the whole thing is frozen up tonight. Let me see what we've got here. Here, well, no, that's not mine. It's not coming in yet. Pray that it will come in a minute. I need a code to make this work. So we'll see if it comes. I'll ask them to resend the code. Okay, it looks like they've sent it. I'm hoping my executive producer will call in, but I have a feeling something's not working. But we'll ask her again to call me. Call in to radio show. If I can get her to talk a few minutes, then perhaps I can have time to get this connected. It's hard to keep talking and do all of this at the same time. Okay, I'm still waiting for that code into my phone in order to verify this code and email to you the next thing here. Thank you, Jesus, for that book of John. Wasn't that a wonderful scripture? You know, I'm hoping as you learn English that you'll be able to call into my show and talk to me. Perhaps you can learn out how to figure that out. And for some reason, the code isn't coming in. Boy, somebody does not want me to do this tonight, huh? Interesting, isn't it? I see my text messages here. But there's no code. isn't that interesting? Nothing is working tonight. That's almost like someone is attacking me, would you say? Let's try this one. Nothing on this one either. This is really interesting. Well, going to try my universal inbox. I don't know if you've ever used all these fancy phones, but they have all kinds of stuff that comes in here, and I don't see anything with this number that I need. And interestingly enough, I've done all this before. So it's not like I'm new at this. It's just like my phone and my radio show has been attacked tonight. So let's just pray that God will help this work. I really would like to connect with our friend from Africa. And I'm going to try the messaging again. And we'll do that again. If I could sing, maybe I should sing a song. Should I do that? I tried that last time, and I didn't do too bad. Let's sing a song. I'll teach you a song. There's one that's kind of nice. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Sing along with me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm going to read one more scripture for you that I just feel led to read. If you're wanting more scriptures to look up, the book of John is really a good book to read. And it just tells all about the life of a beginning Christian. And it's real important that you have spiritual food, just like you have regular food. You need to have spiritual food. So in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal everlasting life." This is God's best gift. And we need to receive God's best gift, the Son of God, his Son, Jesus Christ. I really wish that my music would work. I'm sorry it's not working tonight. I really am shocked. I've never had this happen before, but we've made Herculean efforts, worked very hard to make this work, and for some reason it's been sabotaged. Okay, it looks like maybe Beethoven's going to work. The numbers are moving, but it is circling. So if the music starts, that will give me some time to call other people, but it doesn't, I don't hear it starting. But the numbers are moving. That's so, and my producer is not called in. So something is not working just right. But we just praise the Lord for this opportunity to share with English speakers. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to try this again next Friday night. And every Friday night until it works. We're not going to give up because we want to get the word to you in Africa. We love you and care about you in Africa. And we want you to know about saving grace and becoming a child of God and about Jesus Christ as your Savior. I've been a Christian all my life, and it's just wonderful serving God. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have difficult times or trying times. And we know that sometimes very difficult times. And we know that there are those who've been attacked by those who hate. And we just pray, Lord Jesus, that you will soften the hearts of those around the world who hate Christians. and that they will understand that we all serve God, that we're all children of God, and we all are part of the same family of God, and this fighting and killing among each other is not acceptable, and it's not what God would want us to do. God wants us to show love one to another, as the scripture says. And Lord, we just pray that Muslims and those who follow Islam will also hear the word of God, and that their hearts will be softened, and that they will come to know the reality of the power and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal relationship with him, and help them to have understanding and to step from darkness into light, and that their blinders would be removed even now as they hear this word, and reveal yourself to them, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just pray these things in the name of Jesus. Well, this is another one of our shows, and we're going to be closing out in a moment. And I just want you to know that we love you, we love you, we love you. And I'm going to sing a song on the way out here. I haven't prepared anything, so I will sing the one that I do know here. It does bless my heart, so I hope it bless your heart. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Good night, all. We love you. Until next time, this is Diane Linning, your host. We'll see you next time on Friday night at 9 p.m. California time. God bless you. Good night. Take care. We love you. Good night.